You're listening to the Bitcoin.com podcast. Our guest today is Kazim Attila, CEO of Iconic.
The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed by various guests or sponsors of the podcast are solely their own. They do not necessarily reflect those of the podcast host or the other people, entities, or organizations affiliated with the creation or production of the podcast. The guest and sponsor may consider their information reliable, but others involved in the creation or presentation of the podcast do not warrant the accuracy of guest or sponsor information, and it should not be relied upon.
This episode is brought to you by the Bitcoin.com exchange, the exchange you can trust. Buy and sell Bitcoin as well as 250 digital assets. The Bitcoin.com exchange is secure, fast, easy, and reliable. Register within seconds and buy crypto with a credit or debit card. Join our community of traders now. Exchange.bitcoin.com. I'm your host, Dustin Plantholt. Join us as we dive into the world of economics, politics, tech, Bitcoin, and cryptocurrency. For even more crypto-related news, sign up at news.bitcoin.com or follow us on Twitter at Bitcoin.com. Now let's bring on our guest. Kazim, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dustin. Thanks for having me here.
So tell us more. Who is Iconic?
Dustin, Iconic is, we are a fan engagement platform whereby we focus ourselves 100% on all sports and entertainment to bring under one roof. As you know, there are many dedicated apps for football, basketball, tennis, boxing, music, movies, e-gaming, but you don't have a hub, a home where they all come together. And this is exactly why we have set up Iconic. We built a platform for the three target groups, the rights holders, clubs, idols, celebrities, the fans, and last but not least, the brands. But even though we build it for the three target groups, we are a fan-centric platform. So what do I mean with that? I explain always in a very simple explanation. You can live without your legs, your arms, your nose, your eyes, your ears, even your kidney, but you can't live without your heart. And the heart symbolizes the fans, Dustin. So, and it's a very fragmented market whereby you as a fan need to get the right content from multiple platforms, from all different social media platforms, from the dedicated app of the rights holders, the website and other places, Google, etc. Ticketing, another platform, merchandise, another platform, statistics, another platform. And now, Dustin, you can do everything in one single place. And in a nutshell, we have created a more personal, more rewarding, and a more purposeful fan experience.
So it sounds to me that what you're doing is ultimately supporting the ecosystem.
100% right. If we, and you know, you said the right thing, the ecosystem. But who's the ecosystem here? Which are, of course, the rights holders, clubs, idol celebrities, the fans, and the brands. And for each of them, of course, they have their own problems, needs, requirements, and wishes. We have, of course, created a solution package for each of these target groups. And based on that, we are actually supporting each of them with their problems, needs, requirements, and wishes, and which makes actually the existing ecosystem stronger than it is.
And so tell me this, I mean, how many hours has it taken to get here? I mean, I love talking to entrepreneurs. What sort of time commitment? Is this like a Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or what did you have to put in to build this?
Dustin, let's not go there, you know? I mean, I remember what Elon Musk has written, you know, that you have to put 80 hours a week so that you can be, you know, in 6 months further than somebody that does, you know, 40 hours a week, which, you know, you would be then actually 2-3 years ahead. I mean, with us, we don't look at timing. It's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And I think, you know, majority of the entrepreneurs, will agree on this. And especially when you start in the beginning, you have a choice, right? The choice is, hey, I just take a calm. I do, you know, what I need to do from the 5 days a week. And that's it. It's like the sport people. You have people that does sport and they say, okay, let me train. Maybe I don't train. And you have really the dedicated ones. You know, it doesn't matter if they are sick, if they can't, they go and train. You have to dedicate to it, you know, and we have been dedicated, you know, like I said, myself over, you know, 7 days a week. And I actually work until I sleep because we have many different time zones, Dustin, you know, from North America, South America, Europe, Asia. So it goes on and on, you know, and to be honest, I don't even call it work. It's my passion. It's something that I love that I'm doing it because there is a reason behind it, a purpose. So that's why I love it.
That's a great way of putting it. You know, Newton said it best. If I have seen further, it is from standing on the shoulders of giants. So tell me, throughout your career, who have you been able to stand on? Who were the people that mentored you? Who were the people that helped push you to see that limits are what you put on yourself, that it is limitless, the opportunity, the potential? So who were those people, or who was that person?
I mean, I say it in two folds. One, the foundation has been created of who I am, of my mother. It was a single woman coming into a country, in Holland. We were only a few years. She raised seven kids, doesn't speak the language. It was a tough time. No complaining, do the job, do what she needed to do. Then, of course, I look at my brothers who were, a father figure, doing what needs to be done to support the family, no complaining. And so that was my foundation. Secondly, when I was a kid, 6 years old, I had a very terrible shopping truck accident. What do I mean with the shopping truck? This was like a 20-meter truck, like a bus, actually, not a truck, like a bus, and which was driving two homes. And I was inside and I fell out of it, and the rear side drove over my stomach. And I was almost as good as dead. And the local hospital couldn't help me. Barely helped me. And they said, if the kid stays here, he will die. So they flew me over to the Sophia Children's Hospital in Rotterdam. And there were like doctors, nurses, they helped me stop the bleeding. I was 2 days in coma, got out. And then I had broken everything from my ribs to my knees. So they put a pin in my knees and hang me up for 4 months with my legs up. And then 4 months later, they took the pin out, and we were only 2 years in Holland. I didn't speak the language very well. And then, when they took the pins out, I couldn't bend my knees. So that was the first problem. So they said, maybe he is bed-ripped, So the family said, hey, who cares? He's alive. And then a week later, thank God, I could bend my knees. I was in a wheelchair. And from that wheelchair, I was playing around, and one of the doctors said, hey, wow, very fisty kid. Naughty, let's send him to a rehab place. And this was an amazing place, Dustin. It was a school, rehab, playground. And my family came twice a day because I didn't want to get out of the wheelchair. And they were pulling me out, the nurse pulling me out, and get out, walk, walk, walk. And it took me 5 months. Then I could walk like a ballet dancer on my toes, then as Charlie Chaplin, with his feet wide. And slowly, surely, I could walk again. And altogether, 11 months, 12 months. Later, I was allowed to go home, and the doctor said he can't do any sport, no crazy things, because his bones are fragile, and we don't know if it will heal. And then 7 months later, I could jump from 6-7 feet height. I did every sport you could imagine. I was goal scorer for my region for 7-8 years, despite my handicap, because I can't run fast. I was a Dutch champion twice of Kempo when I was 20, 21 years old. I was Taekwondo multiple champions in different tournaments. I was one of the best in my school for basketball, handball, baseball. So I did every sport that even a healthy kid didn't do. And that started my passion, my drive, my not giving up, my, no limits. People say sky is the limit. Then I say, so you put a limit. I say sky is not the limit. For me, there is no limit, Dustin. I believe in everything, that anything can be possible as long you believe in it. And as long the people that support you believe in it, you can do everything. So there is where it comes from, of the shoulders. First, my family, that was my foundation. And then from there, it's my belief and love and passion in sports and business. And I did, from there and developed my own mentality in my brains and my belief.
I love that, because what I'm hearing is, Dustin, I'm going to keep getting back up. No matter what happens to me, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to be the volunteer victim. I'm going to set my goals big. And so how do we learn more about Iconic?
Of course, you can go to iconic.com, see on our website, you see what we are doing. We are fulfilling a frustrated fan base, a frustrated rights holder, a frustrated brand. From a fan base, again, they have to source multiple platforms to get all the different information, etc. from a rights holder's point, they can't really properly monetize their fan base. They don't have the proper data of the fans. Who are the real fans? You know, people are, you know, the clubs are saying, oh, we have 80 million, 100 million fans. But are they the fans or are they just followers?
Well said.
So it's a big issue. From a brand point of view, they can't really calculate the ROI because you can see the brand on TV, on a physical, you know, jersey, car, whatsoever. And we are extending that. So this is the stuff. And, you know, the more we're growing, the more you will see us. We have amazing partners. You know, we call them family because they believe in what we do. They understand our vision, that we really come up with a real solution for this ecosystem and support this ecosystem, as you correctly stated, NSC.
Well said. Thank you again, Kazim, for sharing your story.
Thank you, Dustin.
The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed by various guests or sponsors of the podcast are solely their own. They do not necessarily reflect those of the podcast host or the other people, entities, or organizations affiliated with the creation or production of the podcast. The guest and sponsor may consider their information reliable, but others involved in the creation or presentation of the podcast do not warrant the accuracy of guest or sponsor information, and it should not be relied upon.
You've listened to another episode of the Bitcoin.com podcast. Subscribe at news.bitcoin.com, where your journey begins.